everywhere, whether it is in Iraq or elsewhere. Al Jazeera work in Iraq was probably different from other stations and channels because it delved into details of the issues that were related and of importance to the Iraqi people, and it showed details that other stations might have been afraid to show.
So while you may ask, did we hear an extra 34 minutes of Amy Goodman? And why is Off the Wall 34 minutes late? Kyle, do you have an answer for this?
Because we planned it that way.
We did plan it that way. Yeah. It's nothing at this station is unplanned.
It's sort of an Easter egg, you know, like if you listen through just to see, you know, because this is our hour, right?
Not anymore. It's our 25 minutes.
Correct.
Finn's on the way.
Yeah.
He's got a whole show planned, and he's going to be on time.
On time.
Yeah. We were actually in the emergency room. Well, not the emergency room. We were in the cat emergency room. Well, the animal hospital. It wasn't really an emergency room, but we had an incident, not incident, but concerns about a friend of ours, a friend who's a cat, who, do you want to talk about this? You want to maybe just outline what happened? Because maybe listeners might know what this is all about. We wound up going there thinking we'd have time to get to the show, but there were tests and results and things like that that we had to stay for.
I hadn't seen him in a couple weeks, mm-hmm. and just in the last couple days, I reacquainted myself. He seemed to remember and wanted to spend some time with me and, you know, reconnect a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he's very happy to see you all the time.
Yeah, no, I see him. I enjoy seeing him out here and stuff like that, but basically what happened is he kind of spooked out. He ran out of an office.
Yeah, we were just sort of hanging out like we do, and all of a sudden the cat, charges out of the room sometimes because he likes to play around, likes to run. He's 15, but he still is very lively.
We like seeing this.
Yeah, and he did this, but there was something different about the way he did it this time. He just kind of freaked out and wouldn't come back in the room, and just from that point on, this was 2 days ago, just started acting rather timid and
leery.
And yeah, he'd come up and be friendly, but there were boundaries. He wouldn't go back into that room, and he wouldn't act like his normal self. He acted like other normal cats, I think. You know, what we did today, we just wanted to eliminate any kind of physical issue. And we did. I think we did.
He was, like, finding new hiding spots and things. It's normal for cats to have, like, safe spots, but it's just really new because his whole routine seemed to shift with this trauma or something. We were really concerned because it's strange for him, him particularly.
We didn't know what the trauma was. We still don't know what the trauma was. It was just something that went into his head. If we thought maybe he chewed on a wire, but there's no evidence of that. We thought maybe he got bitten by some other animal that somehow got in, but there's no other animal. So it's just something weird, and that's why we had to. We basically called up today and said, can you see him? And, you know, unlike human healthcare, we got very fast service. We were able to get someone to see the cat the same day. And not only see the cat, but take x-rays, go over the x-rays, explain everything. I really wish I got that kind of service. When we were talking to the vet about these symptoms, I was telling you this later, Kyle. I got the strange feeling that I was being listened to, actually listening to what I was saying, listening to the explanation and the occurrences that had happened. You know, when I see my regular doctor, I don't get that. I think a lot of people don't get that.
Right. His diagnosis and thought process seemed to take into consideration our concerns, which mm-hmm. is really remarkable. You don't often really have that feeling.
Yeah. And quick results, too, you know, blood work. Well, we don't have the results of that until tomorrow, but EKG. What else did he get? He got something else.
Some x-rays.
X-rays, yeah. And we got to look at the x-rays. And we got kind of a tour of the anatomy of a cat, you know, mm-hmm. every single organ, and explaining, well, this is, you know, what a kidney should look like. And this, you know, I learned so much just by being there. So.
It was reassuring, and I think the doctor kind of felt like we were right to, or we kind of felt justified, or like this was a worthy thing to do, especially for another soul like that. Mm-hmm. They're dependent and they don't talk. Cats especially, there are certain things that are harder to do testing and diagnosis wise, and their personalities, just as a lot of pets,
they don't cooperate.
They can't talk.
Yeah.
Like a human might be able to respond to you if you ask a question. So you have to, it's a little counterintuitive figuring some of the stuff out. So we're glad we went.
Point is when it's somebody in your life that matters to you, you drop everything and you deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't worry about costs. You don't worry about appointments. You don't worry about radio shows even. So we're sorry we're late, but it was something important. And you can be assured when you don't hear our voices at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday, that something important is going on instead that keeps us from doing that. And that's what happened today. I know you grabbed some leaflets on the way out. What are those you have?
I think I found a policy for you.
Oh, healthcare. I don't want to talk about my healthcare policy. I still don't have one. There's not much to talk about. I've been shut out of the healthcare world by Obamacare. I don't blame Obama, but I do blame the idiocy that goes with it because I'm not eligible to get healthcare now. What do you mean you have a policy for me?
Well, no, I heard that you're not eligible and that like everything was just getting inside out and messed up with
your stuff. Yeah, if that's a policy, I'll take it.
What if I told you that standard, all accidents and illness.
You are telling me. There's no what if here.
But what if I could promise you all hereditary and chronic conditions, standard.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Prescription medications, standard.
Okay.
Specialist treatments, X-ray, MRI, CAT scan, and ultrasound, and alternative therapies are all covered.
Okay, yeah, why not?
I could get you...
What do they call this plan?
The bronze plan.
Everything is color-coded now. Bronze plan. Okay.
And treatment of all accidents and illnesses. Your deductible will be $50, $100, or $200.
That's great. $50, $100, or $200?
Or $80 to $90, or 100% reimbursement.
Okay.
And I think, who is the provider? This would be, where is it? A pet plan.
It all comes together now. You grab this at the vet. So that's what. Okay, this is healthcare for animals that you have.
Yeah,
and it looks
it's America's number one insurance pet insurance provider.
Who's number two? I wonder.
Well, I have another brochure here.
Maybe that's number two.
It's a different company. This is Vet Pet Insurance.
Well, that's
a nationwide insurance company.
Nationwide, the same nationwide will insure pets, but they won't insure.
No, they are a nationwide.
Oh,
maybe
a nationwide.
No, it's registered, so that is the nationwide. Yeah,
they're on your side.
They're on your side. So wow, let's see. Major medical plan, $25 to $35 a month. This is a good deal. I don't know.
Categorized as a pet somehow, maybe I can get health insurance. Is that possible? I mean, I've looked at every other alternative. And that's speaking of alternative medicines, really, for dogs and cats? I guess, why not?
Yeah, apparently.
Acupuncture, maybe, for a cat. Yeah, try that. That'll work out well.
Yeah, it says alternative therapies can be covered standard. You already expect the unexpected with your pets at home, but what about when it comes to their vet bills? Truth is, unexpected vet bills happen more often than you think.
You know, humans have unexpected bills, too. Unexpected doctor bills and dentist bills. And it would be nice to have those covered. Have some kind of a policy. Yeah.
This is right, you know, this is right up your alley, though. You know, if you have an accident or become ill, your first thoughts can be about the care, not your budget. Can be about the care, not their care, not your budget. But in this case, it would be you if you could get it. Somehow. Well, I'll just leave these with you right here.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Got a dog staring me in the face here on this brochure. Yeah, you know, well, we're going overseas next week. Maybe I should just get healthcare overseas somehow. I could figure out a way to do that. Apply for asylum someplace.
There's an idea.
But what that means is for the next few weeks, we're going to have travel shows in our place. Not travel shows for where we're going this time because... we don't do it that way. We air the travel shows from the last time we went someplace.
Yeah, we want to bring people up to speed with the series of shows that we've produced from our past travels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important we do this every now and then because we get a little backlogged.
Yeah, we do.
And so if you do follow some of the travel shows, this is your chance. You'll now get a couple weeks of some of our recent travels within the last year or so. And that's kind of a treat. So a lot of people write in about the travel shows, and we just we're excited to get out there and do some more news gathering and production. But it also gives us a little bit of a break from being live as we are, and people get to kind of enjoy remembering where we were in our last bit of adventure, knowing we're out there on a fresh one.
And what you'll be hearing in the weeks ahead are mostly shows from the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. We'll have another show that we did on Omroep, the radio station at the Om conference at the Hacker Camp last August. We already aired one of those when the Bradley Manning verdict came in. And we're going to air, I think, one that was broadcast the day after that. And then 2 weeks from now, the first of two parts of a special Off the Hook broadcast that's never been broadcast mm-hmm. in this country. It was broadcast at Om, but that's it. Mm-hmm. And that will actually go for 2 weeks. And we might be back at that point, or we might be airing something else from Holland. I'm not sure. But we wound up going through Luxembourg, Germany, Italy, France, England, Ireland, Northern
yes.
Ireland, too.
Yeah.
So all of that's going to be included in one form or another. This time, though, going to be really interesting because we're going to a couple places we haven't been to together.
Right.
We are going to be stopping in Holland and doing some driving in Germany, which I think is going to be fun.
Yeah. I would like to do that. I've never really driven on the roads in Germany, and we've had some success driving in some of the places. Just as another form of transportation, we really like mixing it up and having as many different types of ways to get around. And I think this time that's going to make the most sense for that part of it.
Much as I love trains, having a car allows you to really go any place, any time. And as we did in Ireland, we were just able to get about the country so incredibly easily.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also really, really cheap. We're looking at renting a car, and it's just a little over $100 for a week. Unlimited mileage.
Yeah, and that's a great way to have a base. You can go to different towns, and yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and that'll be just sort of another interesting part and allow us to be flexible like that.
And then after Germany, we're heading into Spain and Portugal.
Yes, and I've never been to either of those
places. Well, it's kind of weird, and I was telling you how weird this was before, because things just seem to happen around us.
Yes.
I can't think of any examples, even though I know it's happened a lot, but things have happened around us.
We end up in Kiev on the anniversary of independence.
Yeah, that was something.
There's an example.
That would be even more remarkable today. But what we're going to do is we're going to wind up in Madrid. In fact, I talked about this a week or two ago about the football and about how the potential exists for an all-Madrid final on the Champions League, which is a once a year game between the two best teams in Europe. That's exactly what happened. The two teams from Madrid, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid, are playing the final against each other the day that we happen to be in Madrid. And not only that, but the game is being played in Lisbon, Portugal, which is where we're going to after that. And if that's not enough for you, the star player of Real Madrid is Ronaldo, who happens to be Portuguese. So it just all kind of ties together. When you consider how many countries there are in Europe, mm-hmm. any country really could have wound up with a team in the final. But we happen to be going back and forth between the two countries where they are just so amazingly involved in this. And it's going to be wildness.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. I'm kind of staying out of it so I can just absorb it all. You've been following it a little bit.
Well, you got to pick a side.
No.
Are you Atletico or are you Real? This is very important.
I can't comment.
We're going to have to discuss this.
Keeping it real.
Yeah. Those kind of jokes aren't going to land over there. I just wanted you to know that.
Just keeping it real.
How do you think it's going to be like a Mets-Yankees World Series, basically?
Yeah.
Except in one game and soccer, which is a lot more passionate. And in Spain, which, you know, that's going to really be passionate. And Spain is also the world champions. Remember World Cup?
Oh, right.
It's all about Spain this year.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And we'll be having a lot of fun with that.
And we planned none of this. It's just happened around us. And you know, we didn't even book tickets until a few days ago, really. About a week ago, maybe. Got amazing prices on things that we decided to do because we were flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like that, if you're flexible and you're not tied rigidly into a schedule, you can really do this for cheap and have a lot of fun, too, and just see all kinds of amazing different things.
Yeah, and I think everyone I've talked to has said that Spain and the people there are really warm and inviting, and it's a really incredible place. So I'm very encouraged about what that's going to be like. Even with the rivalry going on, I'm sure all sides will be in good fun.
Having been there before, I can attest to that yes, it is an amazing place, friendly place, great food, all kinds of fun. Late nights, it's really incredible. And if anyone out there is from any of these places that we've mentioned, feel free to email us. Maybe we can meet you. Maybe you could show us your town or something like that. It's anything's possible. We've done that before.
Hackerspaces.
Yeah,
we'd love to see different crowds, different types of people getting together and working on new ideas. And maybe you've got some neat projects you want to show off or share with us. And we just want to kind of have that diplomatic experience where we get to see what it's like through other people's eyes and get their perspective on history or current events and things that are affecting them in their part of the world.
otw@2600.com is our email address. So if you do want to meet up or anything like that, just send us an email and we'll see if we can make it work. We've done it before. I remember we saw a great place in Manchester. We saw a hackerspace there and hung out with some people and had a great time.
Yeah.
And we've done the same thing in Northern Ireland and throughout the years in countries ranging from Mongolia to Japan to Russia to all sorts of – we have listeners in so many different countries. It never ceases to amaze me. And I love meeting them. I love hearing their stories, seeing what they're into, learning about their culture, about what they've their lives. Remember Denmark? We hung out with people there, and that was a really cool way.
Small family.
We spent Christmas with a family.
Yeah, we were invited and spent Christmas with a family. I particularly, we were remarking about this the other day. Bosnia. I mean, we were host someone
right, Bosnia.
Who was a hacker, kind of involved in technology.
Croatia,
and,
Slovenia, all these
Slovenia,
people.
Absolutely.
Serbia. I think just about every single former Yugoslav republic.
Macedonia.
We met a listener. We met somebody who was able to show us around or just introduce us to things.
And Skopje hackerspaces.
There's no better way to see the world. And you know, we like to hear from people when they come here, too. And I hope a lot of people come here this summer for HOPE, because that's going to be a really big shindig.
It's our opportunity to show off what we're about here in America and how we feel and our perspective on the world. And there's going to be some really neat stuff at HOPE. HOPE X.
You
can get to that at hope.net or x.hope.net. And we're going to have all kinds of art and talks about really important stuff. Maybe some workshops, some areas.
Oh, definitely some workshops
to show off. Yeah, lock picking is a workshop and a village in and of itself.
We've seen the enthusiasm level really go up this year. Being on the speaker committee, I've seen so many really good talks. We've had an earlier deadline this year. And we're ahead of schedule as far as how many talks that we're processing and accepting.
Wow.
And there are a lot of really, really good surprises coming. So feel free to keep that in mind when you book your tickets to come to New York for July 18th through 20th in New York, HOPE-X conference. It's going to be the hacker event of the year, I think.
Wow.
If not the century.
So that's a good bit of news. Wow. So it's probably a hard decision-making process then, right? I mean, with all these
to pick talks.
Yeah, how many tracks do we do this time? It's like three tracks,
it's
something like 100.
Three main tracks, and then there's
more than 100 talks. You'd say. I mean,
oh yeah, and then there's the unscheduled track. There's we do things downstairs, lightning talks. There's all kind. If you have something you really are interested in conveying, you will have the opportunity one way or another.
Yes, absolutely. If there's some you're interested in doing something special you think is a little different, maybe hasn't been tried before, I think we've got an address for that, projects@hope.net. I think that's a good place to send info.
Yeah.
And any kind of any suggestions and stuff. Obviously, we're on social media and stuff, too, with the event. So
yeah, HopeX is the Twitter account. Mm-hmm. If you want to volunteer, though, and be part of the conference, let us know what you're into. The email address, volunteer@hope.net.
Yes.
If you have a particular skill or interest and you want to be part of the whole organization, no better way to do that. We volunteered at conferences overseas, and it's a lot of fun.
It's a really great way to meet other hackers, meet people that are from the area or nearby, and people that are not like you.
Yes. And you will meet lots of people like that. That's the beauty of New York, too.
Absolutely.
Kyle, we're almost out of time.
Wow.
We just got here. But, you know, we had a choice okay, you know, we just got out with the cat and everything like that. Do we just say, to hell with it, you know, it's so late, why bother? Or do we stop in, even if it's only for 25 minutes, because our listeners want to hear from us. They want to know what we're up to, and we owe it to them. And it was a tough decision.
Yeah.
No,
but
it wasn't.
I think,
it was an obvious decision.
I think, yeah, as you said, obvious, because it's important to have people here, and we are a good set of those people volunteering and broadcasting here from
You know, I wish there were people here when I was calling, because, you know, we were stuck in an animal hospital, and I had to let people know that, but Amy Goodman was playing on recording. And, you know, back in the day, I don't want to get into this whole tirade, but back in the day, you'd always be able to find somebody to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
And these days, it's harder.
Yeah.
That's not just true of USB. That's true everywhere.
A lot of businesses, governments, organizations, people you'd think would be there to pick up a phone. So that's another reason, you know, if you're interested in the station, come down. And, you know, we need people like that. We need the community to stay strong here so that... You know, when something comes up, everybody's in tune, and we can help each other out, because that's what having a community is about.
Isn't it, though? That's what it should be about. Absolutely. I'm looking for an outro because I didn't bring one.
Oh.
Feel free to continue with that particular rant.
Oh, well.
Or any other new rant you'd like to start.
No, I just wanted to express that you know. The station's vital, and it's here for everyone. So, we couldn't miss it. We couldn't miss it. We wanted to be here to talk a little bit, especially before these adventures coming up.
Yes.
And, it's kind of warm in here.
It is.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'm about to pass out.
They're cranking the heat up already to get us out of here.
In preparation of summer? Or
what? I don't know. It's... This place, it's going to be hot in Spain, but not as hot as this place. That's probably very true. I'm looking for songs about Spain on the old iTunes here, but I'm not finding anything really good.
I see.
Yeah.
Don't
mind me if I sound distracted while I type.
Let's see. What could I talk about? Yeah, I
think this is Spanish. Wait, this is called Tangles in Madrid. Hang on, I'm going to play this one instead.
Yeah, I was just bad at talking to myself.
Well, that's what we all do here at the radio station. We're all talking to ourselves.
Mm.
No, there's listeners out there. We know that. And hopefully you guys will write to us, and we can meet some of you in Portugal, Spain, Germany, Netherlands... Did I leave anything out? Is there a country in between all that? I think you have to go through France to get to Spain from Germany, but I think we'll be on a train.
Yeah, I think that's going to be like a TGV thing.
Yes. What he means by that is TGV.
No, TGV.
Okay, I didn't know there was singing in this. Hang on, I got to turn this down a little bit. All right, you know, tangos, I don't think of singing. But yeah. Belting one out over there. Next week we'll have a pre-recorded Netherlands show, which will be interesting. I know the last one got a lot of interest, too.
Mm.
And it's just kind of cool to hear how they put together a radio station at the camp.
Yeah.
It's inspirational.
Yeah, that was cool. I think it was like 40 watts or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool. Pretty impressive. The spirit's still there. They realize the importance of it. It was funny.
we're going to be in Europe at some... pivotal points. We mentioned the Champions League final But also, there's going to be an election for EU president, I think, which is going to be interesting throughout Europe. And also, the Ukrainian election is taking place. While they're not part of the EU, that's going to be followed, and that's going to be pretty a pretty hot event to see how that turns out and what direction that country goes in. I wish we could spend more time talking about that because it's something that's really, close to my heart. But I hope the situation doesn't get any worse because already it's gotten far worse than I ever wanted it to. Mm-hmm. And it comes from a lot of people who just don't compromise, are fostering hatred over many, many decades, generations. And we've been to...
And concerned with money-making, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The whole energy politics involved are sort of interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's got to affect it. And people do need energy to live. So.
Well, I'd like to talk to some people over in Europe, see what their perspective is. Because we hear a lot of the American perspective. And, you know, the American perspective, to me, really doesn't matter nearly as much because we don't live over there. And we need to hear from the people who do.
How could we possibly understand? I mean, we can maybe empathize, but
there's
such subtleties to
these things. Yeah, we cannot understand because, and this is actually something that I mentioned as a good thing, that we don't have these kinds of battles that go on for centuries between one ethnic group and another, or one nationality and another. We have our problems. We have a lot of problems, but we also can kind of get past them sometimes, or at least realize that we have to get past these and be bigger than the actual conflicts themselves. So there's that. Yeah. We're out of time. It's 7 o'clock, and we're going to go out with this mystery tango from Madrid. And we'll see you in recorded form next week, and we'll see you back live at some point. And hopefully we'll see you either in your country or in ours in the weeks ahead. Stay tuned for Finn.
Good night, everyone. Si toque lo mato.